Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Watch your step when you go to the house temple of God, and be more ready to listen than to give the sacrifice of fools. Because they do not consider that they are doing evil. Do not be quick to speak, and do not let your heart be quick to speak anything before God, because God is in heaven, and you are upon earth. Therefore let your words be few. Because a dream comes through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When you vow a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, because he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you have vowed. It is better that you not make a vow, than that you should make a vow and not pay. Do not allow your mouth to cause your flesh to sin, neither say before the angel, that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice, and destroy the work of your hands? Because in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also various vanities, but fear, revere God. If you see the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, do not marvel at the matter. Because he who is higher than the highest is watching. And there are those higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all, the king himself is served by the field. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase, this is also vanity. When goods increase, those who eat them are increased. And what good is there to its owners, except seeing them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not allow him to sleep. There is a great evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for its owners to their own hurt. But those riches perish by evil trouble, and he fathers a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth from his mother's womb, naked he will return to go as he came, and will take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a great evil, that in all points as he came, so will he go, and what profit does he have who has labored for the wind? Also, all his days he eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow and anger with his sickness. Indeed, that which I have seen, it is good and beautiful for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he takes under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him. Because it is his portion. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and has given him power to eat of it, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Because he will not long remember the days of his life, because God answers him in the joy of his heart.